Free Radio, this is Andy. Now, we're going to play the new tune from The Vamps. Now, I could have just got it out and played it, but I thought, let's get the boys in and they can introduce it. How are you doing, The Vamps?
You may as bloody well.
Why not?
You may as well.
Why not? Why you are here. Now, the last time we saw you was, I think it was the gig at the Rainbow, wasn't it? Which was last year, the year before.
Yeah. Good times.
Yeah, it was awesome.
So that was a fun gig. So what have you been up to since then? Not, I don't need to go on a day-by-day basis, just a general...
So the day after...
The 26th.
We went to Nando's.
We've been working on our second album ever since then. We also were lucky enough to tour America this summer. And, yeah, it's all about the new music, really.
So were you writing and touring at the same time? Because it looks like you've, from Instagram and stuff, it looks like you just never stopped.
Yeah, it has been a bit busy. It's kind of fun, though, because we've had all these ideas whilst we've been on the road, and then we spent a couple of weeks, well, probably about 2 months, getting them all down with a guy called Steve Mack, and then went back and worked with a few producers who we worked with on the first album, like Matt Prime, who we worked with. It's been really fun, man.
So how long is it since you started working on the first album? What's the time difference between that album and this, if you think, way back?
Technically, it's been like
4 years
longer, like 7 years. Songs,
have been
from when we were all very young. But that's what we kind of really like about this album. I think that it's all kind of we've all started at the same point. There's not been any songs that are from like when one of us was like 14. We've all come together and really had a chat about what we wanted to do. So it seems like a really big sort of united thing.
United.
This album sound very different then.
It does sound different to the first album, yeah. I mean, it's obviously similar. It still sounds like us, we hope. But, yeah, it's a bit more of a progression. It's a bit more synthy. Hopefully feels a bit more, not grown up, but more kind of like,
grown up.
No, it just feels you don't want that phrase, yeah.
Grown up's like, oh, we've grown up. But it's a progression, yeah. And we're all men now, so...
I've got a beard.
Yeah.
You shaving and everything?
I am actually shaving once every 3 days.
I had to shave yesterday.
Yeah. I've started getting chest hair. And
Don't talk to me about chest hair.
I've got about 10 at the moment.
Papa Bear over here.
I shaved my chest hair.
Did you?
Yeah. It's come back.
Oh, it'll just come back
thicker. That thing.
Dude, that's just so I can see the games.
Do like a 40-year-old virgin on that thing. Kelly Clarkson!
I've seen you've been hanging around with the Beckhams as well and Gordon Ramsay. Is this over in LA?
It is indeed, yeah. We've built a good bond with Brooklyn now. He's a good bond. So he's become a good friend of ours now, which is really cool because he's getting a lot of heat at the moment. He's doing really well. He just did like Teen Vogue, didn't he?
He was on the cover of that. He looks well good.
Yeah, so he's doing really well at the moment.
The Ramses are lovely. I can announce that the kids are amazing at cooking.
Oh
my god, they cook.
Yeah.
Still waiting for the recipe.
Please send that over, please.
They were talking about the recipe, and then one of them said, like, there's chestnut in it, and I'm allergic to nuts, so I was like, what did you say?
After your face swelled up.
It was water chestnut, wasn't it? So it's not.
Yeah,
it's
wasn't
not an actual chestnut. It was so funny, though. We're like, what? As you were eating the chicken.
Yeah, as I was putting it in my mouth.
Because I saw a picture with Brooklyn Beckham with you lot, and he looks like he could be the fifth member.
He is.
He's officially.
Oh, because I was hoping that space would be safe for me.
Oh, well, you're the sixth.
I am the sixth member. We're getting a bit too many now. We're into Blazing Squad 12. Territory.
Yeah.
Now, when this album's out, when you had the first album out, you said if it goes to number one, you're all going to get tattoos.
Well, yeah.
Number two.
I think a couple of us are very close to getting tattoos. It's just finding, it sounds kind of like silly, but we don't really have time at the moment to even have like a window to go. Because like, for example, I know that some of us want to go to specific studios and it's finding time to get there to get the tattoo.
I booked mine in and then got scared and didn't do it.
Well, you're going to have like a full angel on your back. You're going
probably
that.
Wasn't it a snake on your neck? Wasn't it?
Yeah, it was only
a small snake. A small snake.
A small snake.
Literally crawling up your neck right into the front of your face.
Yeah.
Mums will be happy with that one. That's for sure. Now, this tour, when do the tickets go on sale for the tour?
Is it
November
7th?
Soon, isn't it?
It's a Saturday, and I think it's the 7th.
Because what I like about this, a lot of the tickets are like under a tenner, which I think is brilliant of you to do that.
Well, it's very important for us to, like, you know, allow fans with maybe not, you know, as much money as some other people have. You know, it's a lot of money to spend 50 quid for a ticket. You have to get there, you have to pay for a hotel, et cetera, et cetera. So, tenner a ticket. Only 30% of the audience is £10. So, you can get one of those tickets quite easily.
Pre-sale.
And you can get one of those on our bundle that we're selling right now with the Wake Up single.
Physical bundle.
So if you get that now, then you're already in.
Because the first two nights of the UK leg, Birmingham Genting Arena.
Birmingham.
Is half of that just going to be full of family and friends?
Basically. Yeah, all my family is going to be there.
Yeah, no, it'll be just mine and Con's plus 45 each, or something.
Our dads played last time at the Birmingham Arena.
Did they?
Yeah.
Are you going? Do they want to come and support next time?
We'll have to do that again, won't
we? Yeah,
we
have. It was so funny.
I reckon mum band, though. Like,
mum doing the choir at the back.
Yes, they can be the women that click their fingers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amazing. Vocals. But before then, you've got the fan fest, haven't you? Which is also in Birmingham.
We love Birmingham.
And that's quite soon. So when is this?
October the 27th or 6th.
Can't be
in that 3-day period. One of them.
So this is going to be, new tracks from the album, and you're going to do like a Q&A session.
Yeah, it's like unreleased kind of songs off the new album before people can hear them. And then we did it on the first tour for the first single. On the first album we did it before we released Can We Dance. So yeah, we wanted to do it again this time.
Are you ready for the fans' questions? Have you been prepared? Do you have like a list of questions that you know you're going to get asked?
Give it to me.
I don't know, because they're always... To be fair, they're usually quite similar, but then you get the odd weird one, which throws you off a bit. But usually we're pretty prepared. We spend nights just going through potential questions.
Do you want me to test you?
You could be a superhero.
Do you want me to test you?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, question I reckon somebody will ask this. Will you follow me on Twitter?
Oh, we get that one? Every time, yeah.
It's not a question. Are you single? Do you get that one?
No,
yeah. Well, not
by fame.
not by fame.
Normally by interviewees.
I want to know, James. Yeah. How long do you spend in the gym? That would be one of my questions. Because you always look like every living minute you were in the gym.
It depends which muscle group you're training. That determines how long you'd be in there for.
Oh, okay. Have you been in today?
Say you're doing ankles.
No, I haven't today. If you're doing ankles, you'd need a good sort of 30 minutes of the rotation of the foot, like I'm doing now.
Do you spend a full day on ankles?
Oh, yeah.
For two hour
Achilles heel is at least half a day.
Yeah, so
Achilles heel.
What are you benching then, James? What are you benching at the minute?
Well, because I had surgery on my wrist in January. I'm still working. What a pussy. I'm still working my way up back again. I don't know what I'm benching at the moment. Maybe only probably like 60 kilograms, which is not that much at all.
I don't know. Do you reckon you could bench Connor?
Yeah.
Easily.
I'm 66.
I know, but that weight doesn't equal that. That's different for me somehow. If I'm sat in a room here, I could probably try and pick you up.
Well, it's easier because you're like got a bar and there's just weights. With that, you're clunching on freaking hip-borne, back-borne, neck-borne.
And a just got to keep spleen. Still. Just keep still. Yeah. Right, I want a video after this interview. I want to see you try and bench Connor.
I want
a promise. We're going to play the new tune now. It's been great talking to you, as always. I always think of the Vamps as the official free radio band. I think if we had house band, if you were here, we could only have one band forever, I'd love the Vamps. And just like in the back of the studio here.
If anyone ever gets married, we'll play the wedding. Any free radio DJs get married.
Yes.
We'll play
are you married?
I'm not, no. But okay. Now I'm thinking, this is
get
married.
On this,
But like you'll go to your diary and go, we're busy that day, Andy.
No, we'll make room.
Right, you promise you'll play at my wedding?
Yeah, cool.
Pinky.
Nice chatting to you.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers, bro.
Thanks, man.
Take care. See you soon.
I'm going to have to
love you.
Nice one.